Healthcare providers in Indiana have sent a letter to state lawmakers and Governor Holcomb saying they're worried about the state's proposed abortion ban. The bill proposed by Republican lawmakers would ban abortion with limited exceptions in cases of rape and incest and when the life of the pregnant person is at risk. The letter is signed by 11 healthcare groups, including the Indiana State Medical Association. The healthcare providers say they'd like to see the exception for risks to the life of the pregnant person expanded to include non-trivial threats to patients' health. To learn more, WFYI's Farah Yousry spoke with Dr. Caroline Rouse with the Indiana section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
Which aspects of the proposed bill are most concerning to you as a provider?
Any abortion restrictions are concerning. We know that access to abortion decreases the risk of morbidity and mortality from pregnancy, and so any restrictions are expected to increase that. I think one thing that is specifically concerning to me and other physicians about this bill is the lack of clarity around the exception for life. The language of the bill says that an abortion would be permitted if there was a substantial permanent impairment of the life of the pregnant person. But the problem is that medicine doesn't really work like that. You know, we don't always know when something is going to tip over from being health-threatening into life-threatening. And one of our main jobs is to try and predict and prevent significant complications that could impair the health and certainly the life of that pregnant person.
You had mentioned in the press release and the letter that some patients with pre-existing conditions may not be able to access the care they need because of this lack of clarity. Can you provide an example of a situation where a pregnant person's life may not be at an immediate risk, but they may still suffer detrimental health problems down the line?
Sure. So for people who have significant kidney disease, for example, whose kidney function may be very borderline, where they're not currently on dialysis, but the physical stresses of pregnancy increase the risk that dialysis may be necessary. And so some people go on dialysis during pregnancy and then come off. Some people go on dialysis during pregnancy and are on dialysis for, you know, the rest of their lives or until they get a kidney transplant. And my job as a physician is to counsel my patients about their medical conditions, about the general risks that are inherent in pregnancy. You know, people who don't have pre-existing medical conditions can still suffer significant complications that can arise in pregnancy. And then to help those patients gather all of that information and use it to make the best decision for themselves.
Are you worried that these proposed restrictions might put some providers in an ethical or even legal dilemma?
Yeah, you know, when things are confusing and there is this lack of clarity in where medical care is being legislated, it really interferes with that physician-patient relationship. You know, physicians, they want to take care of their patients. They don't want to suffer legal consequences or threats to their license for practicing evidence-based medical care. And when there is confusion and a lack of clarity in the laws, it can make it really hard for people to feel confident about what they are doing. So, you know, for example, if a patient is pregnant but suffers a miscarriage, medication, the same type of medication that would be used for an abortion, is used to help manage that pregnancy complication. And there are reports from other states, certainly, that indicate that physicians and other healthcare providers may be hesitant to provide that care because they're worried about it being interpreted in a different way.
That's Dr. Caroline Rouse, an Indiana OBGYN, speaking with WFYI's Farah Yousry.